ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ephraim Tannenbaum.
Maseches Shavuos is dedicated to Bezchus Refuah Shleimah from Moshe Yosef ben Sarah Rivka.
We're learning Maseches Shavuos Daf Mem Aleph. We begin with the sugya of Shavuos Heses, which began in the Gemara on the bottom of Mem Amud Beis. We have Nachman told us that whenever somebody is kafir b'koil, even though we learned in the Mishnah that a kafir b'koil is pater, however, mashpien oisei Shavuos Heses, and the Gemara explains that it's because the Teveyas Taina has more nemanos than the nitva's taina. The teveya's taina is supported by a chazaka in adam teveya elam ken yeshlai, but the nitva's taina is not similarly supported by a chazaka in adamei's pun of the fnei bal chayve, because we say for keret, since it could be that ishtamuti hudikam ishtamit, so it's not really an azus pun of him to be kaifer. So the nitva doesn't have a chazaka that he's telling the truth, while the teveya does. That's why the nitva can't get off without a shvua, mashpin oisei shvuas heses. Taisus is ma'ir a kasha from the Gemara of Metzia, and this kasha of Taisus, even though over here bimkoimoi, it seems like just a kasha from a different Gemara, and not such a dramatic teretz. It doesn't sound like there's any chidushim in this Taisus, but the achrenim say that in the masu umatan of this Taisus, there's a mafteach to the ikar lumdis in the sugya of shvuas heses. Taisus asks a kasha. The Gemara of a Metzian Dav Vav is being shakal v'tari le'inyin whether a chashad l'mamayna is considered a chashad l'shvuasa, and the Gemara brings many rayas that a chashad l'mamayna is not considered a chashad l'shvuasa. One of the rayas that the Gemara brings is from this din of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says that a kofer b'koil mashpien oisei shvuas heses. That means that we think he may be lying. We think that when he says, I don't owe you the money, he's really trying to keep your money, so he's a chashad l'mamayna. And Rav Nachman goes and says that then we're mashpiyin oisei shvuas heses. That means we allow him to make a shvua. Is a raya like the Gemara the chashad amamayna is like chashad shvuasa? That's the Gemara. The Gemara feels that this halacha of Rav Nachman is one of the many rayas that chashad amamayna is like chashad shvuasa. Frektasis. But based on what we just said over from the Gemara, that this nitva, the reason why he doesn't have a chazaka in Adamei is panim b'fnei bal chavi, is because ishtamuti hu dekav mishtamei, that it could be he doesn't really mean to be stealing anything. It's not such an asas panim, he's just trying to get more time. So then how could the Gemara say, oh, I see from here, chashad amamayna lechashad ashvosa, he's not a chashad amamayna. We think that he intends to give it back. He's not trying to steal anything. He's just trying to get more time. So how could the Gemara consider this an example of a chashad amamayna and bring a raya the chashad amamayna is like chashad ashvuasa? And Taisus over here, it's Taisus, second to last Taisus on Daf Mem Amud Beis, Demarashchel Ishtamuti Huduka Mishtamit, and Taisus answers, Mishum de Parich Bahadi Hach Pirchi Tuva. Since the Gemara had many other rayas, so even though this raya is really not such a good raya, the Gemara didn't really bother slugging it up, but in a chanami, it's not really a good raya. So Taisus essentially is saying that there's no teretz to this kasha. The Gemara of Metzia seems to call our case a case of a chashad amamayna. Frek Taisus that lafi what it says in our Gemara, he's not a chashad amamayna. And Taisus says, enachanami. That really what the Gemara over there says is not correct, but the Gemara, enachanami, the Gemara could have shlugged it up, but the Gemara didn't bother to shlug it up. Aber lemaisa, Taisus in Bava Metzia, Taisus over there asks the same kasha, the hack of the Gemara consider this a case of chashad amamayna. I, we see over here that it's a shtemuti who dekom ishtamet, so he's really not a chashad amamayna, he's not really trying to steal anything. And Taisus over there answers that even though it's true that sometimes you could say he's not really trying to steal anything, he just wants more time, he's intending to give it back when he gets a hold of it. But what about if it's something that we know he doesn't need to get a hold of? What if it's a chayfetz that he has be'en? What if it's karka that's always be'en? In such cases, there is no svara of ishtamutu hu dekom ishtamet. What's the reason for the shvuas heses over there? Over there, if you're still making a shvuas heses, it must be that even though you're a chashad amamayna, you're a lechashad ashvuasa. So Taisus in Bava Metzia answers the kasha. Taisus in Bava Metzia says that we could come up with cases where somebody is taka a chashad amamayna, and still he makes a shvuas heses. While our Taisus gives this teres of have a matzil meimer, is parach shar pirchi. In other words, our Taisus feels there is no teres to the kasha. Seemingly, our Taisus holds that there is no case of a shvuas heses where he's a chashad amamayna, meaning you're always ishtamutu to come ishtamet. Teisim of Mitzia finds cases where there's no Ishtamut Yehud to become Ishtamit, and he could be considered a Chashna Mamayna. So what does our Teisim say to those cases that Teisim of Mitzia came up with, like where he's being Kaifer on Karaka or on a Chafetz that's Be'en? So Vayis Teis from our Teisim. The Teisim would say that in such a case, there's Taka no Shavuos Heses. So there seems to be a Yesodistik Amachlaikis between our Teisim and the Teisus of Mava Mitzia. Is there still a Shavuos Heses when there's no Ishtamut Yehud to come Ishtamit? Or to put that into other words, since our Gemara uses Ishtamut Yehud to come Ishtamit to take off the Nitvaz Chazaka that he's telling the truth, so if there's no Ishtamut Yehud to come Ishtamit, you can't take off the Chazaka, so that means now there is a Chazaka that the Nitvaz is telling the truth. Is there still a Shavuos Heses when there's a Chazaka that the Nitvaz is telling the truth? If the nitva is supported by this chazaka, in Adam meiz panim b'fnei ba'al chayvai, does he still make a shvuas heses? Or do we say that then, no, there's no shvuas heses? Taisus and Bava Mitzia would say he still makes a shvuas heses, and our taisus would say that if there's a chazaka of in Adam meiz panim, there's a chazaka that he's telling the truth, then he wouldn't make a shvuas heses anymore. Reb Yitzchok Elchanan Spector, in the Sefer Nachal Yitzchok, on Simon Sadi Dalit Sif Dalid, he is an Arichas on this inyan, and he comes to our Tesis in Anaf Dalid of his shtickel there on Sadi Dalid Dalid. And he says that these Bali Tesis are arguing about this. He says the Yesedistik Shaila, which we find is a Shaila that comes up again and again in Paiskim with many different Siurim, some of which Rabbi Yitzchok Elchanan brings down over there, and others that Rabbi Yitzchok Elchanan doesn't bring down over there. But Lamashal, the place can discuss, let's say you have a case of a kofer b'koil where the nitva is supported by a migu. Or let's say you have a case of a kofer b'koil where the nitva is supported by an eid echad. Or let's say you have a case of a kofer b'koil where the nitva is supported by a roiv. And we'll see in a moment mar makimis on each of these three shailas. But be aside, they all boil down to the same shaila that the Bali HaTesis are arguing about over here, Rabbi Yitzchok Elchanan says. Because over here, they're discussing a case, is there a Shavuos Heses where somebody is kofer b'koil, but the nitva is supported by a chazaka in Adam Meiz Panim B'fnei Ba'al Chayvai? In the Pashat case, the Gemara says that there is no chazaka in Adam Meiz Panim B'fnei Ba'al Chayvai. Ishtamut Yehud Yehud Mishtamit. But Tosfos and Bava Mitzia comes up with cases where there's no Ishtamut Yehud Yehud Mishtamit, which means that there is a chazaka in Adam Meiz Panim B'fnei Ba'al Chayvai. And Tosfos and Bava Mitzia says that still there's going to be a Shavuos Heses, even though the nitva is supported by a chazaka in Adam Meiz Panim B'fnei Ba'al Chayvai. Oy ba'zoy zok Rabbi Yitzchok Elchanan. Tosfos and Bava Mitzia would say that you still make a Shavuos Heses, even if the nitva is supported by a Reiv, or by a Migu, or by an Eid Echad. Masha'in Kain Ar Tosfos, who says that every case of Shavuos Heses, there's an Ishtamut Yehud Yehud Mishtamit. Meaning, and there's no chazaka in Adam Meiz Panav. But if the nitva was supported by a chazaka, he'd be part of the Shavuos Heses. So who adin? If the nitva is supported by the chazaka, if the mitzvah rather is supported by a migu, by an enecher, by a roiv, he'd be part of the Shavuos Heses. Where do we find the Maror Mekaymus on this? Rabbi Yitzchok Elchanan brings down that the Taz over there in Siman Sadi Dalid, in Sifkot and Vav, the Taz tainas that if the nitva is supported by a roiv, he's part of the Shavuos Heses. There's a similar vart in the Shach. The Shach is more of an Arichas. It's in the next Siman, in the Siman Sadi Hei, Sifkat and Yud Zayin. The Shach talks about a case where the Nitva is supported by a Migu. And the Shach quotes from Mishael HaShuvah's Haritva. That in such a case, he's still going to be Chayev Shavuos Heses. Again, the Taz says that even though he's supported by a Roiv, he's still going to be Chayev Shavuos Heses. The Shach says similarly that even though he's supported by a Migu, he's still going to be Chayev Shavuos Heses. And the last seer, the case where he's supported by an Eid Echad, this is the one that's discussed most Lehedya in Rishonim. The Torah at the end of Siman Pei Dalet brings down a Yesh Oimrim, which is found in the Sefer HaTshumas. The Makar is the Sefer HaTshumas, who is one of the Talmidim of the Ramban. The Sefer HaTshumas is a Yesedistik, a Sefer on Inyanim of Tayin V'Nitan. In many places, the Makar is a Makar for Das Ramban on an Inyan. The Sefer HaTshumas is of the opinion that even if there's an Eid Echad supporting the Nitva, who's Kofer B'Koil, he still is Chayev Shavuos Heses. The Torah over there argues. The Torah says that if there's an Eid Echad supporting him, So, and there's nobody supporting the Teveya, so the Tain of the Nitva seems stronger. Why does he have to make a Shavua there? Then he's put without a Shavua. So the Tur over there is saying a Svar, which L'chayre is also a Svar to go against the Shach, and it's also a Svar to go against the Taz. And Rabbi Sechanan, in his Arichas over there, he speaks out that there's Makayim is L'chalik, really, to, there is possibilities to be L'chalik between one case and the other, Ve'in kan makam L'harach, but Al-Kopanim, there is an underlying principle in all of these cases. The Torah says that once there's support for the Taina of the Nitva's Taina seems more likely to be correct, like in his case over the Torah says where he's supported by an Ein Echad, so he doesn't have to make a Shavua anymore. So Rabbi Yitzchak Yochanan says that's like the Shita of our Tosfos, that if he's supported by the Chazak and the Meis Panim of Nebal Chavei, also that makes him Pata from the Shavuos Asis. While the Sefer HaTshumas, who says that even though the Nitva is supported by an Echad, he still has to make a Shavuos Hases, and like the Shach says by a Migwa, and like the Taz says by a Rav, that in all these cases, even though the Nitva is supported, he still has to make a Shavuos Hases. That, Zok Rabbi Yitzchak Yochanan, is like the Shita of the Taisus in Bava Metzia, that even though the Nitva is supported by the Chazak and Hanamei is Panu of Nebal Chavei, like in the case of Karka, where there's no Ishtamutu to Kamishtami, nevertheless, he still Chayav a Shavuos Hases. The Svara to say that the Shach is Moisef a little bit in the Svara, why we would say that even though there's evidence supporting the Tain of the Nitva, but he still needs to make a Shavuos Hases, Zok the Shach, because B'Yasoid, the Machayiv is not because we think he's lying, because Adarabba, the Torah says that a Kofer B'Kol is Potter. So really, Me'ikri, didn't we think that he's telling the truth? The whole din of Shavuos Hases was Nischadesh on somebody that should Be'etzem be Potter, and even though he should Be'etzem be Potter, but there's a Tekanas Acham that he has to swear anyway. Once we already decided that Be'etzem should be Potter, so then to go and be Moisef more Sivis why he should be Potter, that's not going to make a difference. That's not going to change the din. He's still the Chazal were Mechayev him to swear even though he should be Potter. So now when you're Moisef and Migu, what does that help? Well, I already knew he was supposed to be Potter, but Chazal said he should make a Shavua anyway. That's what the Shach says is the Svara why, even though he's supported by a Migu, he's still Chayev Shavua. So that's just, again, the Tur in the case of where he's supported by an Ein Echad says not like that, and Rabbi Sechanan says that the Sheirish of the Machlokes is found in the chiluk between the Baal HaTosfos over here and the Tosfos of Mitzia. Moving ahead now to the Gemara at the bottom of the Amud and onto the top of Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, there are two Lashonis in Rav Nachman. When do we say that a Kofer B'Kol is Mashbi and Oisei Shavuos Hases? According to the Lishna Kama of Rav Nachman, every Kofer B'Kol, even if there's no Dvar Dimamayna, meaning that he says, nothing ever happened, I never had your money, even so, he's Chayav Shavuos Hases, and that's the way the Rif Paskins, that's the way the Ramban, the Rashba, the Rambam Paskin. According to the Lishna Basra, however, only if he says Parati, meaning he's made that there was something, I had your money, but I gave your money back, it's a Kofer B'Kol where there is a Dvar Dimamayna, that's when we're Mashbi and Shavuos Hases. And Tesis brings down that that's the way that Rabbeinu Tam Paskin Iker Lahalacha. The Tumim in Simon Tzadi Hei, Sifkotam Vav, asks Akasha on the Shita of the Lishna Basra. There were only Mashbiyan Oisei Shavuos Hases when he says Parati, but not when he says Lahadam. Iva Zayfrek the Tumim. So when he says Parati, why isn't he Pater because of a Migu that he could have said Lahidvar Me'aylam? Bishlam according to the Lishna Kama that every Kofer B'Kol is Chayav Shavuos Hases, so there's nothing that he could have tainted to make himself Pater. But according to the Lishna Basra, that he's only Chayav Shavuos Hases with a particular tain of Kofer B'Kol, only if he says Parati. But if he would have said La Yidvar Me'ayilim, then he'd be Pater. So then he should always have a Migu to Pater Zach even when he tainted Parati. As I frekt the Tumim, and of course this ties into the previous discussion, the Tumim then brings down what we said before from the Shach there in Sadi Hey in Sivkatan Yud Zayin, where the Shach's Shita is that a Migu does not help to Pater a Nitva from a Shavuos Hases, and Zok the Tumim, there's an often a Raya from the Gemara to the Shita Sashach. Because in the Lishna Basra of the Gemara, we're Mechayev a Shavuos Hases to somebody that has a Migu, so you see that Migu doesn't Pater from a Shavuos Hases. The Tumim says that, of course, one could have been Matrik and said, but the Bahag Gufa Kamiflgi, the two Lishonis of the Gemara, and Mamel, if we pass on like the Lishna Kama, you can't necessarily bring a Raya, but the Pashtus, he says, that's not what they're arguing about. They're arguing about whether they need a Jorah Dimamayna. You don't need a Jorah Dimamayna, but they're not arguing about whether Migu Paters. So, but Pashtus, a Raya from the Lishna Basra is a good Raya, La Halacha, even Lefi, the Rav Yishenim, that we pass on like the Lishna Kamas, like the Tumim. Therefore, there's a Raya from the Lishna Basra of the Gemara to the Shitas HaShach, that Migu does not help to Pata from a Shavuos Hases. Now Rabbi Akiva Eiger, in his Chiddushim over here on the Gemara, has the same idea. He also says that l'chayr there's a migu supporting the nitva in the Lashon of Asra. If you only chayv a shuas heses in the case of parati, so why isn't he always patur because of a migu that he could have said l'chayr dvar mi'aylam? But then Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, but there's the yisoid of Taisvis in Ksubas Daf Behei. It's also in Bava Basra, Daf Lamed. Taisvis has the yisoid that migu lemafreya le'yamrinan. Now, Zok Rabbi Akiva Eiger, if you say over the Lishna Basra bekitzer, the way that we said it before, that the Lishna Basra holds that you only chayav shvuas heses when you say parati, because there's a jar de mamayna. If you say it over that way, then it seems like a very straightforward migu. But the actual words of the Lishna Basra are that Rav Nachman said his din on the seifa of the Mishnah. Now, the seifa of the Mishnah was not a simple case of parati. The seifa of the Mishnah was a case where the guy came along and said, "Manu li biyadcha, amar loy hein, limachar amar loy tenei uli," and then he says, "Nasatev lacha." Potter, and that's Zok Rav Nachman Mashpinei Sishwas says, "Zok Rav Akiva Eiger, if it's broken up into 2 days, on the first day he's made it to the halva, and on the second day he says parati, so that changes the whole story. Then when we want to say that when he tainted parati, he has a migu, he could have said lahi dvar me'ayilam, you mean he could have yesterday said lahi dvar me'ayilam. But today when he's saying parati, he can't say lahi dvar me'ayilam anymore because he was already moidi yesterday that he did borrow the money. So this is what's called a migu lemafreya, the yisayid of taisis and bava basra and ksubis. The migu lemafreya le'amrinan, other rishenim argue, there's rashis that seem to say not like that. But Taisus the sheets that begin with Freya Leimin and Zokir Bechivager, that's the Pshat in our Gemara. The reason why in the Lishna Basra you can't get out of the Shvuas Heses with a Migu is because you were made on day one to the Halva, to the Jorah de Mamayna, and only on day two you want a Taina Parati, so it's a Migu Lemafreya. Rabbi Bechivager says, so he presents it as a Raya to the Seid of Taisus. Then he says, without quoting from the Tumim, but he says that Avada one could have learned the Gemara not like that, by saying like the Shach. One could get out of the Raya to the Tosfos by saying like the Shach and saying that Mitaka there's a Migu, but Migu doesn't help to Pata from a Shvuas Heses. So if you accept the Shach, then in the Chanami there's no Raya to the Tosfos and Ksubis. But barring the Shach, there'd be a Raya to the Tosfos and Ksubis, and Zok Rav Akiva Eiger, and I'm reluctant to Naman like the Shach, because Rabbi Akiva Eiger says there's a makor in the Taz in Yerideya, Simon, Kuf Samach Tes, Siv Katan Lamed Vav. The Taz says Lahedya that a Migu does pater from a Shuas Heses. That where the Nitva has a Migu, he's pater from the Shuas Heses. So according to the Taz, I'll call upon him the Gemara's Kasha. The Kasha on the Gemara is a good Kasha. In the Lishna Basra, how can we have a Shuas Heses to somebody that says Parati? He always has a migu, and to that we have to give the teretz based on the Tosfos in Ksubis that migu lemafreya le'amrinan. Now the Tumim, of course, the Tumim elsewhere talks about this inyan of migu lemafreya le'amrinan. The Tumim didn't forget the state of Tosfos in Ksubis and in Bava Basra, but mistama the Tumim was naming on that it's a chiddush to learn that in the Lishna Basra you're only chayim in this exact case, even though Rabbi Akiva is right that the Gemara calls it. Masni lo a seifa. It's going on the case of the seifa of the Mishnah. But then the Gemara is mazbir, the difference between the Lishna Kama and Lishna Basra, with the words Jara de Mamayna. So it seems the Pashut reading of the Gemara is that even though the case of the Mishnah is Gerad, a case where the Parati came Lamachar, and the Haidah and the Halva came on day one, but if the Seid of the Din and Lishna Basra is because there's a Jara de Mamayna, so the Pashut says that every case of Parati would be chayav shvuas heses according to the Lishna Basra. That's what the Tumim was naming on, and therefore he said, l'char, there's a good migu. It'll have to be a raya to the shach, that a migu doesn't help to pata from a shvuas heses. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that, fakert, since the actual case that the Gemara is going on is a case where it was spread out over 2 days and it becomes a migu l'mafreya, so then rather than calling it a raya to the shach, that migu doesn't pata from a shvuas heses, let's call it a raya to the tesis and ksubis, that migu l'mafreya le'aminan. Now, one surprising thing that I want to add, if we were keeping careful track of the names in this shtickle and in the previous shtickle, we came across a surprising thing in the Taz. Because Rabbi Akiva Eiger here quoted from the Taz that a migu does help to pater. If the nitva is supported by a migu, that paters him from a shvuas heses. In the previous shtickle, though, I mentioned that the Taz in Chayesh Mishpatim and Sadi Dalitz of Katan Vav says about a roiv, that a roiv does not help to pater a nitva from a Shavuos Heses. We brought that down before to put the Taz on a similar side as the Shach, that just like the Shach says about Migu, that it doesn't help to pater from a Shavuos Heses, so too the Taz says about roiv that it doesn't help to pater from a Shavuos Heses, and we were lumping them together, that having additional birurim supporting the nitva don't help to pater from a Shavuos Heses. But now we discover that in the Taz, it's not so simple. He doesn't lump everything together. The Taz, true about roiv, he says that it doesn't help to pater the nitva from a Shavuos Heses, but when it comes to Migu, he says over there in Yeridei Kuf Samach Tes that it does help to pater a nitva from a Shavuos Heses. Now, one of these Tazes, one shtickle is in Yeridei and one shtickle is in Chayesh Mishpat. But if we assume that the two Tazes are supposed to work together, it comes at a very surprising thing. That Roiv does not help to pater a nitva from a Shavuos Heses, but Migu, the Taz holds, does help. Which means, L'cheira, that at least in this respect, the Taz is treating a Migu as being a stronger koyach than a roiv. And this would be a very surprising idea. There's a discussion, Rabbi Chanan in the Kavit Shirim Chilik Beis, Simon Ches, has a discussion about this inyan. It's never discussed, Lahadiyah in the Gemara. But how do we compare a roiv against a Migu? And the Pashas of Rabbi Chanan brings Makaris from Rishenim that the Pashtas, a roiv is stronger than a Migu. But over here we're discovering, Akapanim, if these two pieces are supposed to shtim with each other, we're discovering that at least in this respect, a Migu seems, in the opinion of the Taz, a Migu seems to be stronger than a Rav. A Ha'ara, a Mar Makam, but in Kan Makam Laharach Bazet. Let's talk now about the Gemara about a quarter or a third of the way down on Daf Mem Aleph, where the Gemara brings the halacha of Shekinegdei Chashud Al Hashvua. And the Gemara says that there's a halacha that if somebody is chayv shvua, the nitva is chayv shvua, the mashal, because let's say he's a kaif, he's a mitzvah mixus rather, or there's an eid echad. If that nitva is choshud ala shvua, then the din is that shekinegdo is nishpa v'neitel. The teveya takes with a shvua. Tosfos of Mitzidav Hei asks, of course the teveya should take, but why does he need a shvua? This l'chayr should qualify for the halacha of mitoich sheni echal shav mishalim. If the nitva is chayv shvua and he can't make the shvua, so he should automatically have to pay. Just like we say, v'chamshin yidan v'chamshin lo yidana. Yichayev shvua because you're a moedim mixes, but you can't make a shvua. So we say mitoich sheni echal shavim mishalim. By in chatvi v'didi chatvi, the case of nasked Rav Abba, yichayev shvua, but you can't make the shvua. So we say mitoich sheni echal shavim mishalim. So over here also, where the nitva is a choshud, why don't we say mitoich sheni echal shavim mishalim? He should be mishalim without requiring the teveya to first swear. Why do we say in our Gemara shekinegdei nishpa v'neitel? And Tosfos of Mitzvah gives two terutzim. It's on Daf Hayam and Alef and Dibur Maschil shekinegdei ka'amina. And Tosfos first answers, Iyamrinan mishalim leishafkis lechayi. It would make the nitva too vulnerable. Once the guy is choshed al shvua, anybody could go make tviyas against him and be mechayev him shvua. They know that he won't be able to swear, and everybody will be able to take away his money. And so, to protect the nitva from this, Chazal will masakin that the teveya has to swear before he takes the money. That's shekinegde nishba v'noitel. Va'oi gives the second teretz that when do we say mitayish shayin echal shav mishalim, where he's really in a yachal. But over here, Aval Hacha, who beratzen yishava, he's ready and willing to make the shvua. Im nanichenu, if only we would let him. Meaning, we're standing in his way. We're not allowing him to make a shvua. So that's not called an eni yachal yishava. He's a yachal, and we're not letting him. Therefore, over here, we don't have the din of mitoyich sheni yachal shava mishalim. But if the teveya will make a shvua, then he's able to be noitel. V'ksei sachayshin and simin ayin hei sifkat min yud aleph is ma'irah. That the two terutzim of Tesis are not stam two terutzim to the Kasha. But the two terutzim arguing on the whole yisayit of this din of Shekinegde Nishba V'Neitel, what kind of a takana is this? Is this a takana l'tayvasei shel hanitva or l'chayvasei shel hanitva? What would be the ikkar din over here without the takana of Shekinegde Nishba V'Neitel? According to the first teretz of Tesis, that the reason why we say shekinegdei nishba v'neitel is because otherwise l'shafkis lechayi, that means that me'ikir adin, the nitva would be chayiv. Meaning, really, there's a halacha mitayich shenei l'shava mishalim, and the ikir adin over here is to be chayiv. But to protect the nitva from the leshafkis lechayi, so l'tayvasai shel hanitva, Chazal was misakin that the teveya can't take without a shvua, so they said she connect the nishba of an oitel. But according to the second teretz, it's pungfakert. Over here, since he's ready and willing to make the shvu, if only we would let him, so this is not a case of mitoich she'ene achal shav mishalim. So what's the ikra din? The ikra din is that he's potter. A choshed should really be potter from the money. But Chazal was misakin, so as not to let him get away with it. So they were misakin that he has to pay, but only with a shvu. So they were misakin shekneg the nishba v'noitel. So according to the second teretz of Taisis, the takon of shekneg the nishba v'noitel is l'chayvasai shel hanitva. Whereas according to the first teretz of Taisis, it was l'tayvasai shel hanitva. The Ksei says, let's come back now to our Gemara here in Shavuos Daf Aleph, where the Gemara says that this halacha of Hachashar HaShavuos Shekeneg the Nishba V'Noitel, this is the nafkamina between a Shavuos Dereis and a Shavuos Derabbanon, because by a Shavuos Dereis, so we have this halacha, L'mashal, if he's chayav a Shavuos Mishum Eir Echad or Mishum Maidim Mixas, we have this halacha. But by a Shavuos Derabbanon, Rav Nachman's Shavuos, that we're talking about in our sugya, the Shavuos Hesis, over there, we don't have the halacha of shekeneg the nishba v'noitel. Why? Because takantihi v'takantel loy of dinan. We're not going to pile one takana on top of the second takana. Frek t'ksais. Bishlama. According to the second teretz of Taisus above and Metzia, that the takana of shekeneg the nishba v'noitel is a takana l'chayvasay shel hanitva. So then I understand the takantel takantel. First, we're Messiah. He's a kaifer b'kol. Midei writes that he'd be potter. Chazal placed on him a shvuas hesses. That's one takana l'chayvasay shel hanitva. And then, if on top of that, you're going to say, and when he's a choshud, we're also going to place on him a second takana that makes him pay, that shekeneg the nishba v'noitel, that's a second takana l'chayvasay shel hanitva. Takanta l'takanta le'av dinan. I'm affecting says, but according to the first teretz of Taisus, Ferkert, one takana shvuas hesses, so he's chayav a shvua. Now he's a choshud, so he can't make the shvua. So now we don't need a second takana to be mechayev him money. He's a mele chayev money. Adrabba, we should say mitoich she'enech l'shav mishalim, he should have to pay right away. That which we say shekeneged nishba v'noitel is farkert. That's making it a little bit easier on him. That's l'toyvasai shel hanitva, that the teveya can't take away so easily. But that's unrelated to the takana of shvuas hesses. There's no takanta l'takanta over here. It's not a double takana. We're not piling up takanas against this chashud to be mechayev him to pay. The single takana of shvuas hesses is alone enough already to be mechayev him to pay. So what's pshat then in what the Gemara says, takanta l'takanta le'av dinan? As Zayfrek says, and he answers, based on a yesoid, he says, I wrote a yesoid in Simon Tzadibes. Over there I said that the psul chashud l'shvua is only a psul d'rabanan. Al Pizei says, I understand our Gemara. When it says, tekanta l'tekanta lay of dinan, it means first we were misakin on him a shvua's hesis, and now he's a chashud, and we were misakin that a chashud shouldn't be able to swear. Midei reisa a chashud could swear. So midei raisa, good, we were misakin him a shvuas hesses, but he'd be nishba, and he'd be potter. But then when we place the second takana that a chashud can't swear, then that triggers the halacha mitoich she'enech l'shav mishalim, and he ends up with the din of shekeneged nishba v'noitel. That all comes from the second takana of that a chashud is possible to shvua. So that's a takanta l'takanta le'av dinan. So it doesn't mean the two takanas comes out like this. According to the second teretz of Taisus and Bava Metzia, the two takanas, when the Gemara says takanta l'takanta le'av dinan, it means erishtin's the takana of shvua's hasis and sveitin's the takana that a chashud l'shvua shekeneged nishba v'noitel. According to the first teretz of Taisus, the takanta l'takanta means erishin's the takana of shvua's hasis and sveitin's the takana that a chashud is pasul l'shvua, and on that we say takanta l'takanta le'av dinan, and maybe he's not going to have to pay. So the Ksais solves the problem by bringing in the essay that he said in Simon Sadibes. But it's very important for us to talk about some of the rage surrounding that Ksais in Simon Sadibes. The Ksais in Simon Sadibes, Boyreis, this essay from a Taisvis in Bavakama, Taisvis in Bavakama, Daf Kavches, seems to say pretty much preferish what the Ksais quotes him as saying, that the psul of a chashu l'shvua is only a psul d'rabbanon. But the Ksais Alein goes and asks Kashas that there's rayas from the Gemaras and Shnayim Oichzim that seem to prove that the psul chashu l'shvua is a psul d'raisa. And the Ksais gives the teretz, ayin sham in kan makoimai. What I want to bring in is that Rav Naftali Trop, in explaining this inyan of whether a chashud is a psul d'raisa or a psul d'rabbanon, and trying to answer this kasha of the Ksais, He has a very, very sadistic discussion about the mahus of Chiyuv Shvuah, Negeta, the whole parak Shvuah Sadayanim. And al pi divrei Rav Naftali, it's going to come out that this pshat that the Ksais is saying in our Gemara is not going to be an acceptable pshat. Rav Naftali clears a chakira. What's the state of Shvuah? We know that in certain places the Torah says, l'mashal by a ma'idim mixas or by an eid echad, the Torah says that the nitva needs to make a Shvuah. What's the pshat? So he clears a chakira. One way to learn is that it's supposed to be a birur. It's coming to be mevarer the MS. Basin has a suffix because of, let's say, l'mashal, the eid echad. Basin has a suffix. Who's right? So they tell the nitva to make a Shvuah. The Shvuah is mevar the suffix. The second way to learn Shvuah is that whereas ordinarily when a Tevea comes with stamataina, so then the nitva could just be kaifer and he could patas up with the taina aidei kvira. But when the Tevea comes with an enhanced taina, a taina that's supported by an eid echad, or a taina that's supported by the fact that the nitva was maidim mixas, so then you can't just patra zechap with stam kfira. Then in order to patra zechap, you need a kfira with a shvua. You need a stronger kfira in order to patra zechap from the taina. It's not because it's mevara the emes to basin any more than ordinarily a kfira, a stam kfira. It's not mevara the emes to basin. It just means hamaytim chaver lef haraya. He didn't bring a raya, so you don't have to respond more than this. Over here, where he came with a stronger taina, so you have to respond more than a regular kfira. You need a kfira like deshua. But once you've done that, so you don't have to respond more than that. You are yotzei yidei chevasei of how stark a kfira you need for this taina. So the two tzadim are, is a shvua mishim birur, or is a shvua in order to starken the kfira to patr zech up from a stronger tviya, a stronger taina. What's a nafkamina? This is negated to a lot of inyanim in shvuas. But one nafkamina is, what's the pshat in the psul chashud? When we say that a chashud is pasul a shvua, so klape that which a shvuah is supposed to be mevarer the MS, then I understand very well a chashud is possible a shvuah because his shvuah is not mevarer the MS. Since we don't know if he's telling the truth or not, so his shvuah doesn't do anything. The purpose of a shvuah is to be mevarer the MS. It's not mevarer the MS, so it doesn't do us any good. That's one way to learn the din of chashud. But according to the, but let's say if we say that shvuah is what you need to patch a zechap from a strong taina, so why would we say then that a chashur doesn't need this to patch a zechap? For him, it's easier to patch a zechap from this taina. The taina is the same strong taina. If you need a shvua to patch a zechap from this taina, if this taina is a taina alimta, and therefore you need more than a regular kfir to patch a zechap, why should the din be any different by a chashur? So it could very well be that klapi this din, the psul chashur is only din drabanan. What's the pshan in that din derabanan? Because Seif Kol Seif Basin can't tell him to take the Shem Shemayim and make a shvuah when they think that he might be lying, because it's Mechal Shem Shemayim. They can't risk the Kvod Shemayim of a shvuah sheker, so Basin doesn't want to give him a shvuah. But that could be his only psul derabanan. Reb Naftali uses this yisoid to answer the kash of the Ksais. Now again, we were Makatzer in the Ksais. I didn't really speak out what's the context of the Tosis and Bava Kama, and what's the context of the Gemara Bava Metzia. But I said that Tosis and Bava Kama says that the Psul Chashul Shvuah is a Psul Drabana. And in the Gemara, in Shnai Meichs, and there are Raya said it's a Psul Dei Raisa. So the way Rav Tali explains it like this. The Din Lechatchila, could we be Meisr Le Shvuah? Could you be Meisr Shvuah to a Chashud? No, that's a Psul Dei Raisa. Because to be Meisr Le Shvuah, that will only do if it is mevarer es hadavar, and since by a chashud it's not mevarer anything, so we're not going to be meiser leshvua. But the Tosis in Bava Kama is not talking about a case of lechatchila. Are we meiser a shvua to a chashud? Tosis in Bava Kama is talking about b'diavad, after the fact. We didn't know he was a chashud. He went and he made a shvua. Later on, we discovered he was a chashud. Did that shvua help to pater him from the tviya? And that Tosis says, yes, b'deraisa, it helped because the psul chashud is only a psul derabanan. Zok Naftali, avad, because over there, since we're not talking about being meisur shvuah lechatchila, we're just talking about b'diavad, did it pater him from the tviya? So klapi the din of a shvuah working to pater zechap from a tviya, chashud is no different than anybody else. So over there, Tosis says that the psul chashud l'shvuah is only a psul derabanan. So we're makatsu a little bit in the Rav Naftali. But what I want to take out from there, what we should have from there, is two things. First of all, the Chakira in Shvua? Is the Seid of Shvua a Birur, or is it a Kfira Alimta that's necessary to push off a Tviya Alimta? And more importantly, with Nagelin Yenenu, where Avtali is saying that the words of Taisis and Bava Kamma, when Taisis said the Psul Chosha L'Shvua is only Drabanan, means only Legabe, when it's Negea only B'diyeved, did he Patis Zechav from the Taina. But to go be Mechayev and Meshvua, the din that we're not Mechayev and Shvua to a Choshud, that La'inim is a din that Reisa, like the Rehitas HaShmaitse in Shnai Meirzim. Asher Lefizet comes out that you can't use the Yisoid of the Taisis and Bava Kamma to explain our Gemara. In our Gemara, where it says that when somebody's chayav shvuah hesed, but then he's a chashid, so it's a tekanta, because erstens the shvuah hesed is a tekanta, and then the ksetz wanted to say, and that which we're not mashbia a chashid is a tekanta drabanan. According to Rav Avtali, no, it's not. That which we're not mashbia a chashid, that's din deraisa. It's only the din that the shvuah of a chashid b'diyeved doesn't patch his chup from the taina, that's only din drabanan. But we're talking here lechatchila about being mashbi achashad. That's about the psul deraisa. And so, according to Rav Naftali's raid, we don't have the teretz of the ksais and hadju kushlo duchte. According to the first teretz of the teisus and bava mitzia, that the din of shekineged achashad al shvua, achashad al shvua shekineged nishma v'neitel is a takana litayvasai shel hanitva. And that me'ikir adin, really he should be chayv al t'mitoich she'enech al shava mishalim. What then is the pshat in our Gemara to kanta l'kanta lay of dinan? So to be mashlam, very briefly, the one very easy eitzah, but the ksais himself says he doesn't like this, but the ksais brings down that there was some paiskim that held that the din of mitoich is the din drabanan. That which we say, mitoich she'enech al shava mishalim, l'mashlam in the case of chamshon l'yadan, or in the case of inchat fi v'didichat fi, we say mitoich she'enech al shava mishalim. The Ksais brought down a Maher Shach that says that that's only a Psul Durabanan. It's only a Din Durabanan. The Ksais doesn't hold like that. But according to that Pshat, that Mitech Shenech L'Shavim Shalim is only a Din Durabanan, then I understand very well. Over here, it's a Tkanta L'Tkanta. The person who's Kaifer Bakurl, and there's a Tkanta Chachamim to be Mechayvim Meshvuas Heses. And then he's a Chashud, so he can't swear, so he'd be Potter. But there's a second Tkanta Durabanan, that Mitech Shenech L'Shavim Shalim, that's Taka Tkanta L'Tkanta. That's a simple Eitzah for our Gemara. But the Ksais time is that's not right. The Ksais brings Rayas, that Mitoich is a Din Deraisa. The Chzoinish, in Simon Tes, Ois Gimel, he suggests something a little bit similar, Afilin Niyach, that Mitoich Shenech Halashav Mishalim is a Din Deraisa, but it's a Din that's only said on a Shvua Deraisa. But on a Shvua Drabanan, this is the Yisoy that appears in Tosfos earlier in Shnayim Oichazim, on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, in the top Taisus, Taisus says it Kalachayad, like in the middle of a step, Taisus speaks out that there's no din mitoich on a Shvua Durabanan. And we take a paskin that way in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Ayin Hey, and Sif Yud Dalet, it's brought down Lahalacha, that we don't say the din of mitoich on a Shvua Durabanan. Zok Techazaynish, if we don't say mitoich on a Shvua Durabanan, then Kushimei Karaleisa. Why is there no mitoich over here by the Shvua Sasis? Because we don't say mitoich on a Shvua Durabanan. Again, in our Gemara, we're discussing why there's no din of Shekneged Nishma V'Neitel on Shavuos Heses. But we're working within the first teretz of the Taisus and Bava Metzia. According to the first teretz of the Taisus and Bava Metzia, the din of Shekneged Nishma V'Neitel is really B'Yaseidah, it's the din of Mitoich. There's a din of Mitoich over here, just it's adjusted a little bit. So that, you shouldn't have a problem with Shavuos Leichai, so they say Shekneged Nishma V'Neitel, but B'Yaseidah is the din of Mitoich. The din of Mitoich on a Shvua Drabanan, we don't say. So here, the Gemara says that by Shvua Heses, there's no din of Shekneged and Nishma V'Neitel, is Mizbar Me'ilah, the whole Kasha goes away, according to that Yisoid of Taisim Bav Mitzi Daf Gimel. The only problem is that that's L'Chere, not the words of the Gemara. The Chazayin Ish is Maskim, that the Loshon of the Gemara Lefizah is Shver. It's not Tekanta Loy Avdinon, it's a Tekanta of Shvua Heses. And on a tekanta, there's no din of mitoich. Even though the din of mitoich is not a tekanta, the din of mitoich is a din deraisa. But it's a din that only applies to shvuis deraisa and doesn't apply to shvuis derabanan. Memela, on the tekanta, there's no din of mitoich she'enech al shavim shalim. So the Chazon Ish says that in the lashon of the Gemara, it's taka not gishmak, but that's how he wants to learn pshat in the Gemara. And the emes is that in the Taisus Harash, on Bava Metzia, on the
on Daf Hey, on the top of Amud Beis, Tosfos Rashi says that that's exactly what the Gemara means by Tekanta L'Tekanta L'Yavdin. Even though the Gemara uses the Lashon of Tekanta L'Tekanta, what it means is that because there's no din of mitoich on a Shavua D'Rabbanan, so over here by Shavua Hesed, we don't say the din of Shekenegdei Nishba V'Noitel. The Chazon Nish is Moisif, that if this is the Pshan in the Gemara, it says Hishapir Al Pizeh and under Akasha. Because if Tosfos and Bava Masih Daf Gimel says that on a Shavua D'Rabbanan there's no din of mitoich, so Achreinim are bothered here in our sugya. The whole shakti v'tari of our sugya is to be mevarim my ikka bein shvud deraisa l'shvud rabbanon. So why didn't the Gemara say that? Why didn't the Gemara say? Because by a shvud deraisa there's a din mitaych, and by a shvud rabbanon there's no din mitaych. But the Gemara said that by a shvud rabbanon there's no din of shekineg de nishva v'naitel. Zok the chazainish. According to the first teres of Tosfos and Bava Metzia, that the din of shekineg de nishva v'naitel be a sudi is the din of mitaych. And the whole reason why we don't say that by Yeshua Seses is only because by Yeshua D'Rabbanan we don't say the din of mitaych. So then the Gemara is really saying it. So then it's a rough kasha why the Gemara left out the nafkamina that by Yeshua D'Rabbanan we don't say the din of mitaych. Let's talk now about the sugya that begins at the beginning of Amud Aleph and continues through the whole first half of Amud Beis, the sugya of Malva Eschaveri Be'edim. Now we paskin like the Lishna Basra of Rav Asi that Malva Eschaveri Be'edim Ein tzarech lefarei be'edim, but if the Malva speaks out ein al tafrein ni ela be'edim, then tzarech lefarei be'edim. That much is muskum by all the rishonim that we pass in like that, like the second lashon of Rav Asi. But that which Shmuel was moisif, Shmuel said to Rav Asi that even though if he says al tafrein ni ela be'edim, he's tzarech lefarei be'edim, but if the leva will say pratichem b'fnei plani b'plani b'halchel lahem dinas hayam, Shmuel said that the labor would be Neman to say that. In this we have a Machlekes Rishonim how we paskin. Shmuel says Neman, but Shmuel doesn't have the last word. At the end of the narrow lines, Rav Papa Meshmei de Rava. And now here there's two Gersais. According to the Gersa that we have Lefaneinu, Rav Papa Meshmei de Rava says the same as Shmuel, that Im Amar Paratichah B'fnei Plano Plano B'halcham Dinas Hayam, Neman. And so then that's the Maskana Segemara, like Shmuel, that the Loiva is Neman to say that he paid B'fnei Plain and Plain V'Halkalahem Dinas Hayam. If you take a look in the Rambam, in Reish Perek Tezvav V'Halkas Mal V'Loiva, so in Halacha Aleph, the Rambam also paskins exactly like it has the Faneinu in the Gemara, that he's Neman. But then in Halacha Beis, the Rambam writes, Yesh Nuschois, the Rambam says, Min HaTalmud. There are some manuscripts, there are some gersois, shekosav v'hen, shayman l'chavei al tefrein el ba'inim ba'amal l'patich b'fnei plain u'plain v'alcham dinas hayam, einoy neman. The Rambam says that there were those that were geiris at the end of the Gemara, right at the two dots, einoy neman, meaning that Rav Papa then would be coming to argue on Shmuel and say, einoy neman. And the Rambam writes, v'ta'u seifrim hu, u'lefikach ta'u hamayim al pi'oysen asvarim. The Rambam says that earlier Peskim were toya based on that wrong girsa, and the Rambam says, "Ukvar hakarti al hanuschois hayishonis." I researched the nuschois vehigia liyad b'mitzrayim mixas Talmud yoshan kasav al hagvilim k'mayishah yukois from kaidim lazman zebekarv mechamish meyos shana. The Rambam says that he got a hold of two ancient manuscripts that were written on parchment. In the times of the Rambam, they wrote the Gemara on paper. But 500 years earlier, they didn't have paper in Babel and Mitzrayim and anywhere in the Middle East where they wrote Talmud. They wrote only on parchment at that time. And he says on these old parchment Gemaras that were about, he says, Karev to 500 years old, he found in both of these manuscripts, like his Girsa, the Girsa of Neman. And so therefore the Rambam says that that's the correct Girsa. And he argues on the earlier Paiskim that Paskin ain't a Neman. Now, those earlier Paiskim, it's interesting to point out, are the Rif and the Rimagash. The Rif, in the back of the Gemara, he paskins clearly, he goes with the gears of Ein Neman, and he says that that's how we paskin. This is a very interesting Maramachon, because there's a Rambam in the Hagadomit of Pirush HaMashnayis, where the Rambam writes about the Rif, that the Rif wrote such a wonderful Sefer, and he says that there's kamat no places where he needs to disagree with the Rif, and the Rambam says that there are very few places, and he says, maybe 10 places in all of Shas where he needs to disagree with the Rif. Well, over here we have one where the Rambam says Lahedya that he's coming to disagree with the Rif. Akapadam, so this is a big machlokes rishonim based on the two gersois. You have the sheet of the Rambam, Tosfos, and the Rush also are like the Rambam.
that if the loiva says, even when the malva made it tonight, that you have to pay b'fnei edim. If the loiva says that he paid b'fnei edim, just hochel hamim dinas hayam, so the sheet of the Rambam and the Tais and the Rosh is that they're neman. The Rif and the Rimagash hold that they're not neman, and the Ramban and the Talmidei Ramban, including the Rashba, the Ran, they will pass them like the Rif. That if the loiva passes, if the loiva says that I paid b'fnei plenty and plenty, but they're not here, they went hamim dinas hayam, they will not be neman. So it's a great machlekes v'shenim the ma'aser the machaber and shulchan aruch and simin ayin sif gimel paskins like the Rambam and the Leva would be neman. The shach over there brings down that so many v'shenim paskin ain't neman, and the shach says that he thinks that that's the ikar. Now in the hemshuch of the Gemara immediately after the two dots, the Gemara brings down a story where the malva said not just a t'nai like in the previous Gemara that you should pay b'fnei edim, but the malva made a t'nai in which he specified which edim. He said, when you pay me ba'api Reuben v'Shimon. And then the Gemara says that if the loiva goes and he pays in front of other edim, so there's machalik, sabai, and rabba, we paskin like rabba, the maskanas, the Gemara is, alpi rabba, that a payment in front of the other edim doesn't help. Now, what does it mean over there that it doesn't help? So as machalik is Rashi and Taisus, so Rashi says that it doesn't help. What it means is that even if those edim come and they're made, that the loiva paid in front of them, he still has to pay. He still doesn't become potter. The malva could say that they're edei sheker. Tosfos argues, Tosfos says that no, to say that the malva has the koyach to say that they're edei sheker, that's too big a chiddush. The Gemara doesn't mean to say that even if those edim are meyed in basin, it won't help. When the Gemara says that a payment in front of them doesn't help, it means just that if he comes and he says that he paid in front of other edim, then it doesn't help, because as Rava says, for that it helps tonight that the Malva spoke out which edim has to be Ba'api Reuben v'Shimon. Now the Rambam continues, coming back to the Rambam. So the Rambam, this is really very uncharacteristic of the Rambam to write a whole long shtickle Torah. But the Rambam, he brings down that there's two pshatim in this second Gemara, the Gemara right after the two dots. Of course, he doesn't quote it, Shem Rashi, Taisus, but he brings down these two pshatim, and Zog the Rambam, and these two pirushim in the second Gemara are toloi in how you geris in the first Gemara. If you geris like the Rif, that any time that the Malva makes it tonight that you have to pay in front of Edim, even without specifying which Edim, the Leva is not nema to say, so then in the second Gemara, where Rava says that if he specified which Edim, then that extra tonight helps, that now the loiva can't get away with paying in front of other edim. So what does he mean? If he just means that the loiva won't be neman to say that he paid in front of other edim, so that's always true, because even if the malva hadn't specified, according to the Rif, the loiva is never neman to say partichah b'fnei plenum plenum v'hachalim v'dinas yam. So l'fi the girsas harif in the first gemara before the two dots, you'll have to learn like Rashi in the gemara after the two dots, that when it says that a payment in front of the other edim doesn't help, it means even if the edim are made and based it on the payment, it still doesn't help. And so the Rambam says that it'll feed the Rif's girsa before you'd have to learn like Rashi in the second Gemara, and he says, and that's very schwer to say that even if edim come into base and they're not going to be and they're made that the leva paid back, they're still not going to be neman. That's too great a chiddush. Zok the Rambam, but if you learn like me in the previous Gemara, that in an ordinary case where the malva was masna, that you should pay in front of Edim. And the loiva says, I paid in front of Edim, but they're not here. If you're gerus before Nemon, then you could very easily learn in the second Gemara, like Tosfos, that when it says that if the malva makes a more specific tonight, b'fnei Reuben v'Shimon, and he goes and he pays in front of other Edim, it doesn't help. It just means that there it doesn't help to go and say, but avad, if those edim will come into basin and be made that he paid, then the edim will be accepted and the loiva will be potter. So if you learn like the Rif in the previous Gemara, you'll have to learn like Rashi, but if you learn like the Rambam in the previous Gemara, then you can learn like Tosfos and Zak the Rambam, and since Tosfos is pshat is far more mastaber, so this is another support from why Girsa before over the Rambam, over the Rif's Girsa. So now the Rambam, so we said so far that he has two reasons why he prefers his pshat over the Rif's. First of all, because he researched the older Nuschais and he feels the more correct girsa is that it says neman in Rav Papa Mishmei Rava, that if the loiva says partich b'fnei plenum plenum v'hachalim dinas hayam, it'll be neman. Tzveitins, because according to the Rif, you'll have to learn like Rashi in the second Gemara, which is very schwer to go and say that edim are and we neman they're made and based in. But shaken according to the Rambam's shot, you can learn in the second Gemara like Tesis, and that's much more nicha.
But besides for all that, Zok the Rambam, I also have a kasha misvara on the etzem din of the rif, that which the rif paskins. That if the loiva comes and says, Paraticha b'fnei plani plani, you told me, you malva, you said I have to pay in front of Edom. I paid in front of Edom. So Zok the Rambam, how could you say that he's not Neman? The Rambam speaks out with a sharp lashon. He says, V'chi yesh le lesser ha'edim beveis ha'soyhar kol yomehem shelo yelechu. What do you want from the Leiva? Should he take the Edom and lock them up in jail? The Malva said, pay me in front of Edom. The Leiva did everything he was supposed to do. He paid in front of Edom. Then the Edom left town. Is that the Leiva's fault? Is the Leiva supposed to lock up the Edom in jail? Avada, that's not to be expected. And as he goes on, is it the Leiva's responsibility to keep them alive? So in other words, how could you demand more from the Leiva than to fulfill the Tanai and pay in front of Edom? And therefore, Zok the Rambam, Avad, it's mistaber that if he says that he paid in front of Edom and they're just not here anymore, that's not his problem and he should be potter. So the Rambam says that misvara, it must be that he's potter if he says, Now the Ravid says to this Tain of the Rambam that my Havel Mebad, he can't lock them up for the rest of their lives. The Ravid says it's really not so hard. All he has to do is get a shaver, get a receipt when he makes the payment, and if he holds on to the receipt, then the receipt is written b'ksav yodei of the Malva. Then he'll have proof that he paid up, and he doesn't need the Edom to be locked up. But about the Pshat and the Rambam, what the Rambam means by his cash, and it's come out mefurish like this, and the Lashon of the Rambam is that since we're not talking about a Milva B'shtar, we're talking about a Milva Alpeh, it's not mistaber that the Leiva should have such a great responsibility. It's not mistaber that the Leiva should be chayav to watch the shaver, the receipt, for the rest of his life on a Milva B'shtar, on a Milva Alpeh. And therefore the Rambam says, V'chi yesh l'lesser asa'edim, it's not mistaber that he shouldn't be Neman if he says, Partich b'fnei plein u'plein v'halkom v'medina sayam. But affect the Shach, but there's a gevaldik akash on the Rambam. The Shach over there in Simenai, and the Shach that I mentioned before, where the Shach brings down that there are chulkim on the Rambam, and he says it's not pasha to paskin over here like the Rambam. The Shach at the end of that shtickle, it's sifkat and yudalit, and at the end of the shtickle, the Shach says, but the kash that the Rambam asked is very shver. Because here the Rambam is saying that misvara it can't be that the Leiva shouldn't be Neman when he says, and we explained already, we said the Ravid, and we said the counter-argument that Avada, he doesn't mean that it's a proof, a she'inal of tshuva, but he means it's not mistaber that the Leiva should have such a great achrayas, that he has to watch the Sheva for the rest of his life. In fact, the Shach, Bishlama, if it's just a machalik, it's between the Rambam and the Rif. So if the Rambam wants to say that Misvara, he thinks that his Pshat is better, fine, he can ask a kasha on the Rif Misvara. But over here, it's not just a Machlekes Rishonim. It's Machlekes Tanoim and a Machlekes Amirayim. Because even if you're Geiris at the end of the Gemara, Rav Papa Meshmei Durava, you're Geiris over there Neman, like the Rambam says. But there were certainly opinions earlier in the Gemara that Einei Neman. After all, Rav Asi, who speaks at the beginning of the Gemara, and he says, Malvaz Chavei Be'edim, Tzarech Lefarei Be'edim, Vimam Rala Lefarei Be'edim, Tzarech Lefarei Be'edim. And then it says, Ki Amrisik HaMeidu Shmuel Amarli, Yachalayim Aloi, Paratichu B'fnei Plein, Vimam Rala Chavei Be'edim. That was a chiddush of Shmuel that he was saying to Rav Asi, so the mashmos is that Rav Asi Alein held, that that doesn't help Rav Asi held, that Leiva, if the Malva is Masna, out for any Eleva Edim, then the Leiva cannot tie in a Peru under any circumstances. And then, a few lines later, when the Gemara brings the Braisa, in which, at the end of the Braisa, there's Rabbi Huda ben Maseiru, who's used as a support for this Chiddush of Shmuel, but there's a Tadakama of the Braisa, who says that if the Malva was Masna, out for any Eleva Edim, oi Yitain, oi Yovi Raya Shanosan. That means that the Leiva is never potter until he could prove that he paid. So the Tanakhama Rabbi Huda ben Maseiru certainly didn't hold that he's Neman to say, Hazak the Shach, even if the Rambam is right that he paskins that way, that's the bottom line of the halacha, but how could he say that it's Muchach Misvara? We don't go asking Kashas Misvara to be Machri and Amachlaikis Tanayim and Amachlaikis Amirayim. Hazak the Shach on the Rambam. Rabbi Zalman Meltzer has a Shtickle Torah here. He says that he could explain the Rambam's kasha, why the Rambam's kasha was a kasha on the Rif, but it wasn't a kasha on the Tanakhama or on Rav Asi. But we need to be makdim. to explain the Rambam's kasha, Zaktuv Zalman, we have to go back to an earlier step in the sugya and bring in a different machlekes rishonim over here. The Ramban made a diyuk earlier in the sugya. Rav Asi said that even though Malvat Chaver Be'edim in Nitzar Chaver Be'edim, but if the Malva makes a tnayim, Amar Alta Fraini Ela Be'edim, then Sarach Lefar Be'edim. The Gemara two lines later brings the Mishnah. The Gemara says that this is Mavur in the Mishnah. What did it say in the Mishnah? Manu li biyatcha amar lihein. Amar loi al titnehu li ela b'fnei edim. And then we see that he needs to honor that tonight. He has to pay in front of edim. So the case in the Mishnah of a malva making a tonight alta for any ela b'edim is a case where he made that tonight l'machar. First, on Sunday, he comes into the basin and says, Manu li biyadcha, and the Levi says, Hain. And then the Malva says, and Shulduk, it doesn't say Lamachar, but it's the second round of the conversation. Then the Malva says, Altanehu le'el b'fnei edim, so the Ramban makes a diuk. This tonight that the Malva is making is Shalei b'shat salva. In fact, the Ramban, what's pshat? That the Malva has the koyach to add chiyuvim to the Levi, Shalei b'shat salva. When you read the words of Rav Asi, and he says that the malva could be masna alta for any elav eidim, and then tzarech lefar be'edim, so that's very nich. I understand that he's teaching us that if the malva makes a tnai, we can understand that he means b'shas halva. If the malva makes a tnai b'shas the halva, so then the leiva has to honor that tnai, and the lumnus of that is very simple because b'shas halva, I'm giving you my money and you're accepting it altas. The rules that I made. So whatever kind of a tanai I made, if since you accepted my money, I'll das that tonight. So you have to follow that tonight. But to say that the malva could impose this on the leiva shaloi b'sha salva, frek the Ramban, what's the pshat on that? The Ramban is so bothered by that kasha. The Ramban says that enachanami shaloi b'sha, even though it's mavur in the Mishnah that it works even shaloi b'sha salva, but that's only midas the leiva. If the leiva is maskim, if he's makambal the tanai, if he says hein, then tzarech lefar be'edim. But bal karchay of the leiva, you can't do it shalei b'shas halva. B'shas halva, you could even bal karchay of the leiva, meaning the leiva has to accept it, otherwise not take the money. But shalei b'shas halva, you can only do midatoy of the leiva. But the Rashba gives a teres to the Ramban's cash. The Rashba says, no, bein b'shas halva, bein shalei b'shas halva, the malva could set the rules, and he could say that you have to take it under these circumstances. Meaning, he can make it tonight alta for any malva edim, and that's mechayev the loiva. What koyach does the malva have shalei b'shas halva? It's not a situation to. He's not in a position to make tnayim if he's not giving him anything now. Zok the Rashba, I'll be the pasuk in Mishlei, eved loiva liish malva, and that means that a malva has a koyach over a loiva, and so even shalei b'shas halva, the malva could change the rules of the deal, and he could say alta for any malva edim. And very importantly, the Rashba writes over there that the Rebbe Migash also says like him. The Rebbe Migash, and I say this is important because while in the Rif Alain we don't really have any indication of which way he holds in this Machlaikis, but the Rambam's Mesira from the Rif goes through the Rebbe Migash. The Rambam's father, Rabbeinu Maimon, was a Talmud of the Rebbe Migash. The Rebbe Migash was the Talmud of the Rif, who succeeded the Rif as the Rosh Hashiva after the Rif was Nifter, and then he was Meister of the Teiris HaRif to Rabbeinu Maimon, and from there he came to the Rambam. And he held like this sheet of the Rashba, that the koyach of the Malva to say Alta Fra'ini Alva Edim works while Karchi Leva even Shalei B'Shas Halva. The Zokta V'Shas Alman, when the Rambam comes along with the Kasha, and he says, How could you impose this on the loiva? How could you say that the loiva shouldn't be neman, even if he says, what should he do? Could he lock up the edim? And like we explained before, you know, the Rambam knew that there's an eitzah, like the Ravid said, he could get a shaver, but could you be machayev him on the milvah balpeh that he should hold the shaver for the rest of his life? That tain of the Rash, of the Rambam, that it's not mestaber that we could be machayev the loiva so much, That's all the taina when it's coming shalei b'shas halva, and the loiva never agreed to it. He never took money adai to dahachi. That you could come along later on and add rules like this, and with those rule changes in the middle of the game, you could be mechayev him that he has to be shamer the shaver for the rest of his life. That's like the Rambam. That's not mestaver. So therefore he says to this Shita of the Rimagash, which he assumes that's also the Teres Harif, he says, to say that the Loive is not Nemun to say even if the whole requirement of Al Tafreini Bel Edim was only imposed on him Shalibish Asalva and he never agreed to it, that's too great a chiddush, because how could you be mechayev the loiva so much? What do you want from him? Should he lock up the edim? Azoy frek the Rambam on his Rebbeim, on the Rimagash, and on the Rif. Abizakta versus Alman. But on the opinions in the Gemara, that which we have at Tanakama in the Braisa, we have Rav Asi in the Gemara. They also say that the loiva is not nema to say paratichim from the planning of halachim din asayam. But they could be talking about a case where the Tanai was made b'shas halva. Or, like the Ramban says, even if it's Shalei B'Shas Halva, but the Loiva was Mekabalet, if you make a deal with him, and he accepts the deal, or if it's B'Shas Halva, so he accepted your money, Adaita Dehachi, so then you can ask Akasha, how could we be Mekhaev the Loiva so much? The Loiva accepted it. He said Hain, or he was Mekabal the money, Adaita Dehachi. So then, Avada, if that means that he has to lock up the Edim, or the only way to not need to lock up the Edim is by agreeing to watch the Shaver for the rest of his life, that's what the Loiva was Makabal on himself. From the people in the Gemara that say that the Loiva is Einei Neman, all you see is that they hold that he's Einei Neman in a case where he agreed to be Einei Neman. So that the Rambam doesn't have any kashas on Misvara. Avad, the Loiva could agree to any sorts of Tanaim that he wants. But the Shita of the Rif, which again he assumes is the Rif because this is the Rimagash, that the Loiva is Einei Neman, and that Tanai could be imposed on him, even Shaloiva Shasalva, and even Balkarche of the Loiva. On that frek the Rambam, then, well, what's he supposed to do? V'chiyesh Lei Lesser as Ha'edim Kal Yimei and Beveis HaSoyhar. So therefore the Rambam asked this kasha on the Mayrim Shahiru on the Rimagash and on the Rif, but on the Tanoim and Amirayim that hold Einei Neman, the kasha is Takanat Shver. The Gemara at the end of our daf brings up the inyan of Kol Ha'omer Leila Visi Ka'omer Leiparati Dami. Let's talk a little bit about the seidis of this sugya. The Nesivis at the beginning of Simen Chaf is ma'ira that there's a big paradox in the way we're makabal the aegis of these edim by in a case of Kol Ha'omer Leila Visi Ka'omer Leiparati Dami, because they come in and they say that he was love of Upara. And since there's a Hidoras Baldin, because the Edom is like Levisi, is Ki'ilo Ayman Leperati, so it's like there's a Hidoras Baldin that he was not Perea, so we don't accept what the Edom said that he was Perea. So frankly, Nesivis, but they said the words that he was Perea. We think that those words are not true, so we think that the Edom are liars. If we think they're liars, so we're considering them Ede Sheker, how then could we be Mechayev this Leiva based on their Edus that he was Leiva, their Ede Sheker that were being made that he was Leiva? The Sivis asks this Rav Shimon Shkop and his Chidushim on Masachas Ksubis in Simon Zion. Rav Shimon says that Hidoras Baldin, when we say Hidoras Baldin Kamei Edim Dami, it doesn't mean Hidoras Baldin is equal to Edus. It cancels out Edus. It's so much stronger than Edus that Kenegro Hidoras Baldin in Edus is like a super Devarim Ba'alma. Mimela, that which the Edim said, Shapara, that's not even considered an Eidus, since it's going against Ahidoas Baldin. So all they said then was Shalava. So we consider it like Aiden came in and they just said one thing, that he was Leiva. We're able to be him based on the Eidus that he was Leiva. I was Dr. Shimon, that if this is the Pshat, it would come out of Kavaldik Chiddush. Let's say the Eidus Shapara is still Negea for something else, meaning Lamashal. Let's say there was an Arev. The Arev, Avad, isn't obligated by the Leiva's Hoida'a Shaloi Para. The Leiva's Loi Levisi Ka'im Loi Parati is only a Loi Parati for himself, but not for the Arev. So Klapi, the Arev, there's no Hoida'as Baldin that he was Loi Para. So when the Edim come in and they're made Shapara, that would be an Edus that would help Lenin the Arev. Once it helps for somebody, so you can't call it a Sipa Dvar Ba'alma anymore, so now it's a real Edus. And since that Eidus Klape the Loive goes against this Hoidoras Baldin, and we have to consider it a Sheker, so then we would say, Klape this Loive, these Eidim are Eide Sheker, and we can't accept the Eidus Shalava either. So come out a very ironic Chiddush, that if there's no Arev, it's just the Loive, And he says that he says Lo Yidvar Mayolam. And the Edom say Shalavu Para, he'll be Chayiv. Because Kolayim Lo Levitzikai, Lo Parati Dami, and will be Mechayiv based on their ages Shalavu. But if there happens to be an Ariv in the picture, then this level will be Pater, because then we'll be able to say the Nasivis is Maman of Shach, that if they're lying on their Eidus Shapara, then their Eidus Sheker, and maybe we can't accept their Eidus on the Halva either. But Lamaisa, the Kasha of the Nasivis is raised already in the Ritva, here in our Sukkah. The Ritva is this Kasha. The Ritva says that if we're considering their Eidus Shapara to be an Eidus Sheker, so their Eidus Sheker, their Eidus then on the Halva is also going to be bottled because they're Pasala Eidim. And to that, the Nesivis answers that no. We take a Hidus Valdin of the Loive only Le'inyin, whatever it works out, L'chayvasai. To the extent that it's L'chayvasai of the Loive to believe him, we believe him. So his Leila Visi, which is called Le'parati. So it's Ki'ilu, he said Le'parati. So to the extent that it's L'chayvasai of the Loive to believe his Le'parati, we believe it. So we say that the Edim, when they say Shapara, they're lying. But then to go and say, oh, since they're lying, so they're Eidei Sheker, and we can't believe them that they were Loive either, that would be a zechus for the Loive that would come out of his Haidah. Since there's no nemonus of Haidah Svaldin, lezechusai, so le'inyin that we don't believe him. It's a very, very dakas tekam palginon, that the Ritva, a very mechudish tekam palginon, that within the same Nemonus of the Loive, we're believing him Shaloi Para. So we're believing him Shaloi Para, but to believe him Shaloi Para makes a nafkamina on the Eidus of the Eidim Shapara, and then it makes a different nafkamina on the Eidus of the Eidim Shalova, and the Ritva says we can make a palginon on that, because since Hadas Baldin Kameh Eidim is only Lechivasai, not Lezachusai, so even within what would appear Lechari to be Nemonis for the same thing, but we can make this palginon and accept it only Lechivasai, but not Lezachusai. Rabbi Kiva Eger, in a tshuva, the beginning of the tshuva, Simon Kuf Mem Tes, the whole Simon Kuf Mem Tes is Be'inyan Le'levisi Kalim Le'paratidam, but in the first paragraph, he talks about our Inyan. He seems to be nemming on like the Nesivis. He's not bothered by the... He seems to be nemming on like the Ritva. He's not bothered by the Nesivis, his Kasha, that Maman of Shach, if they're lying Lagabi the Parati, if they're lying Lagabi the Para, then they're at Eid Yishek, and we shouldn't accept them Lagabi the Lava either. He's willing to divide that up, even though it seems a little bit paradoxical to divide it, but he's willing to make a palginon on that. But Zakhtar B'Kiveger, the Niach, you want to make a palginon on that, but that's all if the Edim came in and they said two things. If they said he was Lava, and they said he was Para. So then, even though the second half of their Eidus, we say is Sheker, but the first half of their Eidus, we could still accept. But let's say, Zakhtar B'Kiveger, Edim come in and they say, we saw one thing. We saw the Loive come and pay back money to the Malva. So now, Avad, implicit in their Eidus, is that he was Loive, because nobody pays back if he wasn't Loive. So we would accept this as an Eidus Shalava Upara, but the Eidus on the Halva is only Michlal, is only an inference from the fact that they were saying that he was Perea. Zakhtar B'Kiveger, over here, we have to accept the Maman of Shach. We have to say that if all they said was Shapara, we want to infer from that Shalava. But then we say, but he's lying. They're lying when they say Shapara, because it goes against the Hidus Baldin. So their Eidus Shapara, we consider an Eidus Sheker. And the Eidus Shalova is only inferred Michlal, their Eidus Shapara. In that case, Zakhtar B'Kiveger will take a same Maman of Shach. And if we don't accept their Eidus Shapara, then we're also not going to accept their Eidus Shalova, and the Leidlu will be Pater. Now, let's bring in the next paragraph in Rabbi Kiveger's tshuva over there in some Kuf Mem Tes. Rabbi Kiveger Kalar the Chakira. In the Din of Kalimah Le'levitzi Kalimah Le'parati Dami, is the pshat that is considered a Hidah, or is the pshat that is considered a Hichacha? Dainu, do we learn that since if you never borrowed, then Behechach you never paid back. So by saying I never borrowed, implicit in that is that you never paid back. So it's like you might that you didn't pay back. So Hidah is called in. Or is the pshat that no, you didn't say anything about whether you paid back or you didn't pay back. We don't have it from your words. But since if you had paid back, you would have said parati,
What did you have to make up a leila visi for? If you really paid back, you would have said parati. So we have a hachacha from the fact that you didn't say so, that you really didn't pay back. Is it a haidah implicit in your words, or is it a hachacha that we infer, that we figure out from your words? What's the nafkamina? Dr. Bikveger, let's say you have a leiva that made a deal with the malveh that he shouldn't be neman to say parati. And then the malveh comes in to stay him, and he says, and the malveh brings Edim Shalov of a para. What's going to be the din over here? If parati dami works, but teres, haidah, so then over here also, since Lamaisa, the leiva said leilavisi, it's kiilu, he was maide shalei para, and meilu will be chayev. But if leilavisi kalaimulai parati dami is beteres haichacha, that when he says leilavisi, we say, why didn't he say parati? It must be that he wasn't parea. But over here, we can't say that. He wouldn't have been able to say parati, that's why he didn't say it. So then there wouldn't be din of kalaimulai levisi kalaimulai parati dami, and meilu, if the adam say shalavu para, he would takabi pater. Rav Shmuel Rozovsky in his Chedushim on Bava Basra, Daf Vav, brings in Rabbeinu Yaina, who clears a shaila about whether there's a din of kalayim le'levisi kalayim le'parati dami when a person says le'levisi chutz le'beisin. He says le'yudvar me'aylam chutz le'beisin. The Rashbam had wanted to taina, Rabbeinu Yaina brings down, that the Rashbam had wanted to taina that if he says le'levisi chutz le'beisin, so then we can't apply the din of kolayim le'levisi kalayim le'parati dami, and he'll be chayiv even if edim say shalavu para, because chutz le'beisin ain't other megala tainos of chutz le'beisin. So maybe you don't have this din of kolayim le'levisi kalayim le'parati dami. Abinian argues, and he says, no, even chutz le'beisin, you'd still have a din of kolayim le'levisi kalayim le'parati dami. So Dr. Shmuel, the pshat is, because the Rashbam nemdon that it was b'tayres hechacha. If it's mitam hechacha, so then if ain't on the megala taina isav, so even though he didn't taina like parati ordinarily. I mean, he didn't taina parati ordinarily since he says levisi like levisi, and he doesn't say parati. So we say, oh, it must be that he really didn't pay. But if it's chutz lebeistin, maybe he's not. He doesn't want to tell us his best taina. Ain't on the megala taina isav chutz lebeistin. So that's pshat in the Rashbam. But Rabbeinu Yaina learned that it has nothing to do with hechachas that we could figure out that he didn't pay. He said he didn't pay. Because if he didn't borrow, then Berch didn't pay. So it's a Hidoas Baldin. A Hidoas Baldin is even from his worst chutzal base, and that has nothing to do with the end of Magal Tainoisav. So Rabbeinu Yainu, who says that there's a din of Kalaim, the Visi, the Kamal, the Parati Dami, even chutzal base, and that's because he holds like that son of Rabbi Kivager, that it's Mitam Hidoas Baldin.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.